We were diving deep into a security threat that, well, it hits the core operational brain of enterprise networks, the Cisco Catalyst Center virtual appliance. Our mission today is, frankly, an urgent one. We've got details on a high-severity security flaw, CVE-2025-2341. And this is a vulnerability that essentially turns the lowest level of network access, we're talking basic monitoring permissions, into full administrative control. For anyone managing critical infrastructure, I mean, this is the nightmare scenario. Okay, let's unpack this.
So the sources we've gathered, they give a really detailed technical briefing on this vulnerability. We're looking at its specific impact on virtualized environments and, the clear immediate steps for remediation. For network admins, the goal here is to give you the precise intelligence you need to act, especially during this critical sort of early warning window before this thing is weaponized in the wild.
Let's get straight to the score then. This vulnerability, CVE-2025-2341, it's been assigned a CVSS score of 8.8. That's definitely high severity. What's a fundamental risk that drives that score so high?
Well, that score really reflects the capability of the exploit. An attacker only needs minimal system access, like a really low-level credential, to completely compromise the system.
Just a low-level one.
That's right. They leverage the flaw to escalate privileges all the way up to root or full administrator control. And on a product like Catalyst Center, which manages everything from, device provisioning to security policies, that level of compromise is, no, it's catastrophic.
And we need to be really specific about who is in the crosshairs here. This doesn't affect all of Cisco's management tools, does it?
No, it specifically impacts organizations using the Cisco Catalyst Center virtual appliance for their network management and monitoring. The key word here is virtual deployment, which we'll get into when we discuss the fix. So if you use this platform to monitor and manage your Cisco network architecture, you really need to be paying close attention.
So if the outcome is full administrator access, the mechanism must be exploiting some kind of foundational weakness. I mean, what exactly is failing under the hood to allow for this massive jump in privilege?
It comes down to a security concept that is, I mean, it's decades old, but remains a constant source of vulnerabilities.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Inadequate input validation.
Oh, of course, the classic.
The classic. When the Catalyst Center virtual appliance processes data submitted through, standard web-based HTTP requests, the application basically fails to rigorously check that input. It trusts the input when it absolutely shouldn't.
What's fascinating and maybe a little scary is that we're talking about an oversight in basic input validation inside a complex modern enterprise suite. Given how critical these systems are, was the source material clear on why this validation failure was so easily accessible?
It was. The attack relies on using specially crafted HTTP requests. You should think of it less as a brute force attack and more like manipulating parameters in the request that the application is just designed to process.
So you're just giving it data it expects, but in a malicious way.
Exactly. By failing to validate that input data, maybe in specific API calls for configuration or user management, the attacker is essentially tricking the application into executing commands with higher authority than their original credential should ever allow.
And this is all remote.
All remote. This remote network vector is what makes the flaw so potent.
That technical accessibility is what really accelerates the urgency, but the risk multiplier here is the credential they start with. We're talking about exploiting a user with just observer role permissions.
Exactly. And we all know the observer role is generally designed for read-only access. It's for, basic status checks, logging,
The
monitoring.
kind of account you give out pretty freely.
That's the problem, because it's a low-level, read-only credential. Organizations often distribute it widely to dozens, maybe hundreds, of network technicians, auditors, help desk staff.
So the attack surface is huge.
It's enormous. An attacker doesn't need to breach a highly secured admin account. They just need to compromise one of those easily distributed, low-privilege observer credentials to get full access. It's a systemic failure of that principle of least privilege.
So once that massive jump is made from just basic monitoring to full control, what can an attacker actually do? Can they effectively take over the whole network?
They can seize control of the Catalyst Center itself, which is, like you said before, the single pane of glass for the entire network. The consequences, I mean, they include creating persistent hidden admin accounts, modifying critical network policies like access control lists, and potentially pushing malicious configs out to the entire infrastructure. They can even alter the system's security auditing settings to, you know, race their own tracks.
Okay, let's turn to the necessary action, scope and remediation. We mentioned the virtual appliance is key. Who exactly needs to be patching this right now?
The precise affected versions are the Cisco Catalyst Center virtual appliance version 2.3.7.3 VA and all subsequent releases prior to the patch version. Now, here is the crucial deployment detail, the one that makes this so immediate. The primary exposure is for organizations running these virtual appliances on VMware ESXi virtualization platforms.
Ah, so it's a specific combination.
It is. If you're running that combination, this flaw has to be your top priority. It's that specific interplay between the virtual appliance's web application layer and the underlying virtualization environment that creates this unique risk.
That distinction is vital. So what about folks on hardware or maybe other cloud deployments?
That's the bit of good news here.
Sure.
Cisco has clarified that the Catalyst Center hardware appliances and any virtual appliances deployed on Amazon Web Services or AWS are not vulnerable to this specific flaw.
Okay, so that lets some teams breathe a little easier.
For sure. It lets them reallocate their attention.
So for those running on ESXi, what is the hard solution? Is there a quick config tweak that can buy them some time?
The only definitive solution is the patch. Cisco has released version 2.3.7.710-VA, and that implements the necessary enhanced input validation controls to close this attack vector.
And just the patch.
And this point cannot be stressed enough. Cisco explicitly states that no workaround solutions exist. You can't just adjust firewall rules or change configs. The software update is the only effective remediation.
That lack of a quick fix, that makes the discovery timeline even more important. How did Cisco find this? It wasn't through an active attack in the wild, was it?
No. The source material indicates it was discovered internally by Cisco's own security research team while they were investigating a customer issue through their Technical Assistance Center, or TAE.
An internal find.
Yeah. Which, in the world of vulnerability disclosure, is a pretty significant event.
It really is. That internal discovery gives organizations a valuable but temporary head start. As of right now, there are no identified public exploits targeting CVE-2025-2341 in the wild.
But that won't last.
This is where we have to be realistic. This early warning creates a critical but very temporary window. High-severity flaws that require only minimal authentication are extremely attractive targets.
So it's a race. It's a race. Once the patch details are reverse-engineered, which, you know, happens within days or weeks of a disclosure, this vulnerability will be weaponized. Network defenders should treat this current calm as a grace period that is rapidly closing.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture of enterprise security, this isn't just about applying one patch to one appliance. It raises some pretty fundamental questions about security in these complex centralized tools.
Precisely. Centralized management systems are designed for, you know, feature velocity and operational convenience. The ability to configure an entire network from one screen.
Yeah, that's the whole sales pitch.
It is. But that complexity, coupled with the pressure for rapid development, it often leads to oversights in foundational security testing. It's just remarkable that an issue as basic as input validation, a concept taught in intro security courses, remains a source of critical vulnerability in a sophisticated modern product.
From a top-tier vendor, no less.
Right. It highlights this tension between securing the perimeter and securing the actual application code. If security isn't built into every layer of code, well, even a top product can fall victim to simple manipulation.
So for the listener, the network administrator out there, what's the immediate shift in mindset this flaw demands beyond just applying the patch? Well, I think this whole incident forces a rigorous reassessment of least privilege principles, especially for those low-level monitoring accounts. If an observer account can be used for a complete system takeover, then you have to treat those accounts with almost the same scrutiny as your highest level admins.
Absolutely.
Regular automated auditing of permissions, monitoring for unusual privilege changes, that stuff becomes non-negotiable.
And practically speaking, since this is a virtual appliance on ESXi, organizations have to enforce stringent network segmentation and firewall controls. You have to ensure that the Catalyst Center interfaces are only accessible from specific secured management networks. Restrict that attack vector as much as possible.
And multi-factor authentication.
Mandatory. Even for the most basic monitoring accounts, it adds another necessary layer of defense.
So what does this all mean for your immediate action plan? The fix is clear. version 2.3.7.10 VA. And the urgency is immense, specifically if you're running that vulnerable software on VMware ESXi. And of course, proper preparation, backing up configurations, testing the patch in a lab is crucial before you deploy.
This is a textbook example of a high-impact flaw discovered just before active exploitation. My advice is to take advantage of this temporary safety window. Patch immediately and secure your layered defenses, especially around those centralized network brains.
That brings us to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. We've seen a seemingly basic coding oversight input validation lead to total compromise in a vital system. So, considering the immense trust you place in all of your centralized management infrastructure, which other foundational security principles like access control or code review might be silently failing in other complex modern systems within your own environment, just waiting for a low-level account to find the exploit path, it really does raise an important question.
Stay secure, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.